Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
We drink tequila. We talk.
Welcome to Team Tequila Talks.
Yeah.
Can I take a sip now?
Yes, you can take a sip. Well, let's cheers.
This is definitely Casamigos in our cup because our cup says it.
No, it is. Actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. This is tasty. It's not as sweet as I thought. I got to say, like, we went through a whole process of making this cocktail, though. This was not just like a simple pour before we start the podcast.
No, we had to go into the wilderness. We did.
My backyard.
Her, AKA her backyard. But it's outside and it's cold and it's rainy.
I do have a large yard.
You do, and it's the it's wilderness. Great.
Well, we wanted to really get into it. I wanted to give it an honest try. We got this super cute winter kit from Casamigos, which was amazing. And we wanted to give it the proper, you know, like we wanted to give it the proper go because it came with this campfire thing, which we got after a couple of tries.
Well, yeah, it first of all, Casamigos, thank you. And it's not Casa Amigos. And I'm going to tell you, I call it Casa Amigos.
You do it all the time. And I tell you, I stop telling you.
I know. Everyone has stopped. Everyone has stopped because they're like, you know what? You're just going to go to the bar and you're like, do you have Casa Amigos, please?
And they're like, do you mean
Casamigos?
Casa Dragones? Casa. And you're like, no. The other one.
Casa Amigos. But we lit a fire in your backyard. That's fair to say.
It was a magical, invisible fire. It had a flame, but it didn't really have any colors.
It wasn't blue, but you saw that wavy length.
Yeah,
of
well
air.
You could feel the heat off of it, and then when you put the marshmallows in front of it, because it came with a s'mores kit as well.
Yes,
which we're gonna post our unboxing, which it's a thing. Unboxing is a thing.
You know what, my daughter, when she was like two, to get her to calm down on a plane, I would show her YouTube videos of kids opening toys, and it was the only thing that would stop her from crying.
I
think people like a reveal.
Well, yeah, but like, it's like, but it's just, it's a box of a toy.
She would be entranced, and I thought, great, I'm making my daughter dumb by letting her watch this. But it's the only thing that, I'm not going to give her candy to calm down on a plane. So I'm
well,
like,
that's not going to work. That's not going to calm her
exactly.
Down.
So I was like, you know what, this, go through YouTube, and she was like fixated for like 2 hours.
Yeah, I know that people like it. I know that there's people that have millions of subscribers
and
just from unboxing. I know it's a thing.
It's
I just personally don't understand it.
It's the sound that it makes, and it's like the and like I people how they like all ASMR. These hand actors they how you tear it and how you lay it down, and like people are fixated on that. I don't know. I think we all have anxiety, undiagnosed anxiety, and that's probably calming most people down.
They have these YouTube channels where it's just people in silence building cabins in the woods.
Yeah,
and they like sleep in sleeping bags until the cabin is built, and they just build the cabin around them, and then when it's done, they move on. It's crazy to me.
I think people are done with content, like TV content, and I think what that did open up our brains to like slow picture films. What was it called, those picture films back in the day we didn't talk?
Silent films. Yeah.
And I think it's kind of, we went the opposite way where we like, we just want silence but to look at something. Like if I was in college, I probably would put that building show on just to write a paper and just glance up and be like, huh, he's far
along.
Well,
I think that's what people put it on, and it's not that they get super locked in. It's just on.
You just glance.
But
like,
these
huh.
people are building it with, they start with nothing, and it's one guy.
You
maybe
showed me.
Two.
I was like, what?
And and they're out there in the winter just building log cabins and shit. I mean, this is the thing, is we think that we're going through the winter in California right now.
Well, we just had a blizzard, and that is not an exaggeration. That is a real true fact.
I think it's a little bit of an exaggeration. My dad keeps texting me, and he's like, because did you get snow? It's a, the news says you have snow. And I'm like, Dad, I promise you.
Because the media doesn't know. This is my issue, because the media doesn't understand how to talk about California. So growing up, my friend's grandparents lived in Big Bear. So I'm like, how's the snow? They're like, oh, my grandma said it's that. When people talk about California as a whole and you say California's getting a blizzard, that is highly inaccurate.
The state, but also, like, you, Mount Whitney's one of the highest peaks in North America, I think. And there's Mammoth, and there's all of these snow resorts, and there's all of these wintry, like Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
Wait, Tahoe. Oh my God. But there's like all of these cold places in California. It's just that people don't understand how meteorologically.
Okay.
I think that's the one.
I don't know if it's a
diverse
word.
I just mean that we have all different kinds of weather.
Weather patterns in California.
And we have all different kinds of climates.
Yes. And people don't understand that the height, like there was snow. So I have family that lives in Rancho Cucamonga, which Californians call the desert. And then you have the high desert, which is like Hemet and all those places. Where my girlfriend lives in Fontana, which isn't even that far from where we live. And she was literally snowing. Her kids' playset was covered in snow. And she, and those people who live out there, they're like, we get snow, but it never sticks. It flurries sometimes. But I think it's because the mountains got so much snow.
Pounded.
They got pounded that I think it brought it down. And it's been chilly here. I mean, I just got here last night, and I was
Really cool. We had our winter coats on today.
I had my Canada Goose coat on, which is used for the Antarctic.
It was very cold and wet. I will say that. It's about 42 degrees outside. It is cold. It's wet. It's not quite snowing. I feel like the Canadians would laugh at us, or even like Minnesotans,
the Chicago, Illinoisans, the Michiganians.
I mean, but I think that they think that we're super extra, no matter what.
Well, we are, because but think about it. We don't get climates. I think, you know, one of my favorite things to say is like, if I wanted to go skiing in the winter in California, I could, and then go to Malibu at the end of the day. Yeah, I could. We kind of like that as a brand, but no one really wants it.
Nobody does it.
Nobody really. But they say, good.
Yeah, you can surf and ski in the same day.
Great marketing.
It is great marketing. Great marketing. But I don't know. I feel like, of course, people have done it. Oh, yeah.
There's
been
YouTube. There's YouTube channels of these kids that do it every year. Yeah.
It sounds exhausting.
You got to be a kid. You have to want to do, and I'm not a big winter sport gal. I'm not a big winter gal in general.
No, I don't like being cold and wet, so this weather's not doing a ton for me.
No, but some people are like, oh, it's good. Like, you know, my husband's mom is like, you know what's, you know, old school, what's good for your skin is the cold for your pores.
Well, it's good for your metabolism, which, you know, we love here at Team Tequila Talks.
Yeah, so we're living in like a cold plunge. Is that accurate to say?
I wouldn't say we're living in a cold plunge.
Well, if you ran around naked, it was like 37 degrees last night. Is that cold plunge?
No. I wasn't here last night. I just came back today.
I flew in and it was 37 degrees, and I thought, huh. Like this, if you ran around naked, that has to do something for your body.
Well, I also think that like cold plunges are a new fitness, wellness trend, and I do absolutely think there's something to it. I have weird circulation issues, so I have to be really careful with any like cryo cold therapy because I've been hooked up to like some of those cold machines before. It's like, please remove this patient from the machine.
She no is circulation. Too icy.
Yeah, exactly.
You're too icy.
I guess. I don't know. I was a Mrs. Freeze once.
Well, that's right. Yeah. Accurate.
How appropriate.
How appropriate.
We've talked about saunas and infrared saunas and all of these heat therapies and steam rooms. And I feel like those exist in Los Angeles and on the West Coast, but not to the degree that a lot of other places have them, because most of the year, 6 months out of the year, you just walk outside.
Yeah. Right? You don't want. Yeah. And I think, you know, talking about us being extra, I do think Californians on a whole want all the things. And I say that because we want, you know, all the different food items, but mostly healthy. We'll pay $25 for a smoothie if it's gonna have the blue magic, the collagen, the gold flakes, the
that's a creation.
Yes,
it's more than that.
Not creation, it's Erewhon.
Okay, but creation they also has their like gold standard smoothie.
They're all competing now,
and I want to look this up because I actually want to know. And it's got crushed pearl, and so I didn't understand that the name of they have this section on the menu, and I am gonna look it up right now.
Yeah,
but they have this section on the menu that's like high-end or elite smoothies or whatever.
See, California see high-end and they're like, oh, I want that one.
Well, okay, so I saw this and I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, I'll just get that. And they also have something called extraordinary lattes. Or maybe it's online it might say premium smoothies, but I feel like Glamology with collagen protein and custom smoothies.
Yeah, I'm looking
Transform. Oh, here it is. Transform smoothies. I think Radiance. And oh, where's the other one? Sun Life Organics. They've got like a $60 smoothie. And it's got 24 karat gold and crushed pearl and all of this shit.
And the Hailey Bieber at Erewhon, it's the collagen skin. It's called the skin strawberry. What is it called? The strawberry.
Listen, I'm down for spending strawberry money
glaze. Yeah.
And investing in my body. What I am not up for is paying that much for a fucking smoothie.
I'll do it once just because you kind of like, for me, that's like an aphrodisiac. If I see something that says like, this has these benefits, I'm like, wait, what? And then I have to try it once.
Get some oysters.
Yeah, legit. And then but it has sea moss in it, which is like all the rage now, which has been around forever. But sea moss is this kind of like dried sea strands that they dry out. And my husband puts it in his oatmeal and his smoothies. It comes in a gel and it has like, I forget all the minerals and nutrients you need in your body for like the day. And it has sea moss in it, collagen, strawberry glaze, coconut cream, avocado. I will say it was a bit too sweet for me, and it's totally for 20, however old Hailey Bieber is. I was like, this is way too much sugar. It has banana, strawberry, avocado, maple, dates, vanilla stevia, vanilla collagen, sea moss.
That's a lot of coconut, the banana and the date.
Coconut cream and a strawberry glaze. That's like, bought it for Skylar once because she thought it was really, my daughter thought it was really cute, but she loved it and I can only drink like half of it. I can't have that much sweet.
No, I always ask them to.
Half sweet.
Yeah. I mean, the one that I had at Creation was gold and crushed pearl and it was like $25.
What does the crushed pearl do? Like, honestly.
I think it's supposed to make you radiant. I think it was called a radiance smoothie.
Like your skin?
And it was, but the reason I ordered it, I say that I'm not going to spend that much money on it, is because I didn't know it was $25. Because there's a separate section on the menu that's like normal smoothies and then bougie smoothies. But it's
very, very Californian view to gravitate towards the most expensive.
I know, but I didn't even look at the price because I didn't think that I was ordering a fucking $30 smoothie by the time you're done with like tax and, you know, rounding up and tipping them the change and it's stuff true. Like that. So like I all of a sudden am paying $30 for this smoothie and I'm like, okay, well, is this going to be three meals? Am I sharing this? I actually drank half of it, went home, put the other half in my fridge and I was like, I'm going to stretch this out. This is going to be stretched out. And I don't think I would have paid for it. Well, I mean, I obviously ordered it. And so by the time they gave it to me and they said, okay, this will be $25 plus tax. And I was like, what? This better make me like shit gold dust. This better give me the Midas touch. And was it good? Sure. Was I glowing? I don't think so.
Well, this is my problem with those smoothies. You got to do it every day. You cannot do it one day and think.
I mean, who can spend that much money on a smoothie?
And I think that's the point. That's the point, is like they want you to come in. And right now, Erewhon is like a big tourist spot. I hate going there now because it's like.
Oh, you used to love it.
I used to love it, but now I hate going there. I have to go there for a while. Otherwise, it's like you got the high school kids, you have all the people from the neighborhood, and now you get these tourists that are out taking photos in front of Erewhon with their smoothies and like all the TikTokers and with their little handheld cams. And I'm like, the line is out the door for the hot bar. And the hot bar, look, I spend probably like $60 on like
that's insane. It's insane. If I'm spending $60 on chicken lunch,
well,
have some fresh shaved truffle.
Well, this is why I think Erewhon wins, because I'll take my daughter there for dinner because they have chefs that are cooking it and everything's organic and they don't use secret sugars. They don't use, you know, canola sunflower oil,
grapeseed oil.
So it's like you're going there. You're like, look, I'm not going to cook tonight. Okay, well, these people are going to cook it like this. So think about it. But it's like a dinner with the alcohol without the alcohol. $60.
I don't know, though. I mean, listen, it's not even about the alcohol. I just think that you can get great organic food options. You can go to your mom and pop neighborhood restaurant.
It's true.
And you can get great food that's not $60. They're like, well, you can get waited on. You're not, you know, doing counter service at a grocery store.
It's true.
It's just not for me. Listen, I know. It's your money. You can spend it on whatever the hell you want.
Erewhon isn't a place to buy. I sent my girlfriend a picture. It was like $16.99 for organic grapes. And I was like, I think this is a misprint. And the manager was like, no, it's $16.99 for like the organic grapes. And I was like, if you want
a pound,
it was for the carton. And I was just like, this is ridiculous. And so I go there mostly for the hot bar and smoothies. I do not shop at Erewhon because I have my places where I get my meat and all my canned goods.
So you go only for the deli?
I only go for the deli. Because they have like little cute little like chicken salads that are made with like coconut, like dairy free mayonnaise. So I feel like if I'm on the go, I can just pop in and like grab that and eat in the car.
I feel like I remember when I moved to LA and everybody was talking about Whole Foods, and Whole Foods is actually Texas based.
Yeah.
But I feel like they really marked up the prices in Los Angeles, and people used to call it a whole paycheck. And you only went there if you were really bougie. And now it's such a staple. And I compare the prices to a regular grocery store, and they're about the same. That was an Amazon acquisition thing. It's the Whole Foods isn't the crazy thing to do anymore.
No, but it used to be though. I only used to go to Whole Foods once a month because I was like, I would just buy the main like meats because they had that really good like butcher where it's like they level one meats, two, three, tells you if it's like organic or if they live outside. So I was like, I want some clean grass fed steak. I would go there. I didn't shop there often. Now I do, because I do feel like you're not killing when you shop at Erewhon. Like this lady in front of me, I'll never forget. I was like behind her in line. It was like $810. And I promise you, you could fit everything in two bags.
Yeah.
Like I was like $810. And I was like looking and like kind of peeping like over her. It's $810.
So every time I go to the grocery store the one that I like that's closest to me is in a historically gay neighborhood. Okay. So it's like a lot of single guys.
Yes.
Sorry, let me rephrase. Maybe they have boyfriends, but like everybody I see there is like solo, and they usually have their one basket, and they're clearly shopping for like a party of one or maybe a date night for two. Right. They've got the little handheld basket. And
do you have the
I have this fuck off grocery cart that is overflowing, and I'm holding stuff on top of it. And it's like every time, at least 9 times out of 10, if not every time.
I know my cheese.
I pull up to the cashier, and they're like, are you going to need bags? And I'm like yeah. Are you shopping for a party? I'm like, no, this is just how much food a family of four eats.
Yeah.
Because I'm only going to go to the grocery store probably once every 1 or 2 weeks.
Yeah, I do about once every 2 weeks. So, and then I always like forget one item that I have to go back for, and I hate it.
Yeah, but I only do like a stock up once, like a big run for like 2 weeks, and then what I'll probably do is the next week I'll go and top off on meat and produce.
Well, yeah. I don't like to freeze meats long, so if I do buy meats and then put them in the fridge, I'm using it in the next couple of days.
Yeah,
like, and then I freeze some.
Well, I have to say that like Whole Foods used to be the bougie thing, and like now it's mainstream. There are some things that I feel like came out in Los Angeles first, or maybe like San Francisco, I guess. But there are some things like sound baths that everybody thought we were wacky for spending money on, and now it's becoming a bit more mainstream. What's a sound bath? You lay in a room and they bring in these blessed bowls, crystals that are tuned to certain frequencies that align with your chakras, and you do a meditation and you lie down and you wah, 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 and you let the frequency you let the frequency heal you. And that's, I went to this once, I was on ClassPass, had all these credits, and I was one of the original users of ClassPass, so they're like, you're grandfathered in on this plan, and if you ever get off of it, you are never going to be able to get it back, right? Mm. So I just kept it. So I would have these months where I would travel, and I would be gone, and then I'd have all these credits to use. And I remember going to this place called The Den, and it's a meditation room.
The Den is in...
The original one is in was on La Brea, and then they opened one in Studio City.
Okay, okay.
Right by your Tracy Anderson.
Yes.
They've also got, there was like Unplugged, which these are just literally meditation studios.
Yeah, they're not workout studios. No. You don't do yoga there. You're not going to do, you're literally there to get like rebalanced, your energy repositioned.
Well, when I went, I was like, meditation studio, this seems like a sham. No. And then I went and I walked in and I immediately felt more zen. It's an energy thing. And they go, okay, well, we're just going to show you around. We've got these pillows and these seats and we're going to have this shaman
healer?
Yes. That is in from Thailand, and they are going to lead the meditation, and they're trained in XYZ meditations. Oh. And they go, and here, do you know, our social area where after you can come and discuss your unwind, and we have wine over here, help yourself. And I'm like, whoa.
Very LA for the wine to be in meditation. First of all, wine should not be a part of meditation, but this is LA.
It was for after.
It should not be. Your after is the meditation. It puts you in the after. Well, but look, I was a yogi for like 7 years, did it 7 days a week, and I was also vegan, which is probably, I mean, there are vegan people in the world, but I was for 2 years. I was vegan for 2 years, but did yogi hardcore for 7 years. Didn't do another workout. I was very, very thin, but I do think that the yoga in California is unlike yoga probably any other place. I've done it in New York, Illinois, and Miami back in the day. And I will say that it's an aggressive athletic yoga.
More like power yoga.
It's more like power yoga. Yeah. It's not the yoga you think when you're like trying to unwind. It's not, what is it called?
Hatha, breath work.
No, the Hatha one is the other one. Yin.
Yin. Like yin though.
I love yin.
But yin's like a recovery day. It's like a stretch, breathe, allow your body to recover and heal. Yeah. I mean, I dig it. But there's different types of yoga for different things. There's also been, you can talk about LA yoga, but there's also all kinds of funky fitness trends that I feel like we've had in Los Angeles and New York. New York too. They do things just to try to be different.
Not
to shit on New York, but I think that the mindset is if I can make this happen here, it'll work anywhere.
It'll work, yeah.
So let's just get to the
vibe here.
The path of least resistance. But like let's just make it work in New York and it'll work in Ohio. Like something like SoulCycle. So SoulCycle started
and I remember watching before they came to LA, I remember being like, I want to do this work. I would see it on like Instagram or Twitter and I'd be like, these people are on this bike, and who is that? The day host who Kelly Ripa.
Kelly Ripa.
She put it on Good Day with Kelly Ripa, whatever her show is, Kelly Ripa and Mark show, or now it's the.
It used to be like Kelly and Michael Live. I think it's just called Live.
Is it called Live with Kelly and Ryan? Ryan Seacrest. No, Ryan quit. Mark. Her husband is doing it with her now. With Kelly and Mark.
Oh, good. I like him.
That's very cute. They have kids. I kind of like that. But
she's been doing it for like.
She was a starter. She was in the.
It was Regis and Kelly.
Yes.
And then it was Kelly and. Michael Strahan was in there for a while.
Well, it was Kelly and Mike after Regis left, right? No, they did guest host in Mike, then Mike quit because they gave him the other
Good Morning America show,
and that was like kind of a scandal.
Scandal.
And then it was Kelly and Ryan, who we all know Ryan Seacrest from American Idol, and then now I just read last week that Ryan is out of there, and now it's her husband, which I feel like that probably is the end of her reign when her and her husband stop. I think that's kind of cute. I actually like them together.
Yeah.
But she put it on the show. I'm talking about I was like in college, it was like 20 years ago. And I remember waking up being like, and she had the instructors in the studio.
She brought them into the.
They were on these bikes. And she was just like, it gets your blood. And she goes at like 5 a.m. in the morning and the music was pounding. And they were like going to the side and going. And I was like, I got to do this. I need to do this workout. And I think it had its moment, especially in COVID.
It did.
Everyone had the Peloton and the SoulCycle.
Well, Peloton's not exactly the same as SoulCycle, but you mean the spin. But the spin community too, because anybody can get on a bike, but you mean like the logging into the live classes and your the synchronicity of doing it with other people and the energy of like,
you know, it's in a hot
other
room.
People are climbing this with me, this hill with me.
And it's very, I think, Angela, she, what's her name? And she was the kind of person who blew SoulCycle up. She was a teacher.
Oh.
She's Angela Lorenzo, Jerry Lorenzo's a sister. He owns that clothing line, Fear of God. That's like ridiculously expensive and amazing clothing line. But she blew it up because she was like spiritual. So when you took her, you could never book her class in LA ever or New York.
Oh, because she had...
She elevated the room with this whole, let's go back to the LA meditation thing, where she
I've
would...
I've heard it's like church.
It was like church, and it was very... I was able to take one class ever, and it was like you walk in, and the this music, and it was so uplifting that people were crying. And I was like, before class started, she was like, and this is what she said. She said, get rid of... You're yesterday. That was how she started it. And I thought, oh, I kind of like that. She's like, you're walking in here. You've chosen to be here. You can do as whatever you want, however you want. If you don't want to be on the beat, don't be on the beat. But let me push you out of your comfort zone. And so she, but then she would take it to like, I mean, the last song, people were killed over and crying. And I was like, this lady is special.
No.
Like, this is her podium.
Well, I feel like that's kind of like Taryn Toomey. She started the class.
Very similar.
And I feel like the class, and I listen, I love the class, and I don't do it religiously, pun intended.
I used to do it more. I feel like in COVID I did more.
Well, because there's no equipment required.
That's what I can.
There's no equipment, and I love it because you just need it. You don't even need, I mean, I use my iPad, but you can use your phone, and you just need headphones. And even if you're in a hotel room, you don't need headphones. I think it sounds better with headphones because you really want to get into the music. Yeah. But it's like SoulCycle, but on the mat.
On the mat.
It's you are doing one exercise for an entire song, and that's a tough one when it's burpees.
Yep.
But
or lunges.
Or, well,
or jump squats.
Jumpy jacks. Yeah. It's kind of like plyometrics meets.
It's just like
body weight stuff.
It's all body weight. I wouldn't, you don't really, I mean, I've seen people use like 2-3 pound weights with her.
Yeah.
I've seen people put on ankle weight, the class that we took in.
You can
in,
do it with ankle weights, but sometimes you got to jump because one of my favorite parts of it is that you hit the midpoint in class and they're like, just go crazy.
Yeah.
And you just like,
or you're like,
can scream and breathe. Uh-huh. And just, you just realize that you're shaking out part of your day that you didn't realize was so, that you were grouping so tight to.
And I think there is a space for those types of workouts. I truly believe that some days, I mean, I'm a Tracy Anderson addict. And, you know, I know you don't like the hot room.
Nope. It's a no for me.
I know. But I like, she has this opening arm ceremony, which is, you know, if you watch someone doing it, you're like, are you freaking out? Are you like calling a cab?
Because but that's kind of like the class.
It is.
You know, like chest clearing.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same.
But it's energy clearing and you feel euphoric. So I do think, I don't think I can ever go back to like lifting weights like I used to, just because I feel like my brain is not attached to it in the way it was in my like 20s and 30s.
Yep.
I feel like I need something a little more elevated, a little more mind, body, soul connection.
Yeah, because you also, our time is limited.
Yes.
And it's like, I don't have time to go to the gym for an hour and a half and then shower and commute on top of that and then also work in my mental and spiritual workout and have a 30-minute meditation. There's just not enough hours in the day.
In fact, I do these 6-minute YouTube meditations. They're amazing. For like, I just did one for fear and anxiety because I was on this flight.
You can meditate in 2 minutes.
I know, but I was on the flight coming back and the pilot was like, you know, when the pilot comes on, he's like, it's just going to be bumpy. I mean, we're going to go around as much as we can. Ugh. And I look at the flight attendant.
Really
it's just not, but the way, it was the way he didn't say, hey guys, welcome aboard. He was just like, yeah, so it's just going to be really,
guys, it's going to be bad.
I'm going to seat the flight attendants down. They're not going to start service for be bumpy for an hour. And bumpy was an under, and maybe for a pilot, I think what they're bumpy for them is not bumpy for us.
Well, it's
we were shaken and stirred.
You're in the back of the plane.
Well, I was not in the back.
Well, it's
of the
like
plane.
When you're driving and you don't get motion sick in the front seat because you know you're anticipating the turns a bit more.
Well, I wasn't, and I just feel like when they're so far up front and they're like, "Oh, we're rocking," and I think they like. I feel like, and the plane
makes things interesting.
Yeah. Well, I think they're so bored up there, and the plane starts to do this weird sway thing.
Well, everybody's shitting their pants in the back.
The lady turned around and she was just, and that she looked at the flight attendants. And they were just like.
Rocket
for 50 minutes and I thought, oh, I need a meditation. And we had Wi-Fi and I hopped on YouTube, fear and anxiety. And let me tell you something, that plane was rocking and rolling, and I was like, time for a movie.
Yeah.
I checked out, and then I believe, I know it's LA, but I think it's useful.
Those meditation classes, I feel like, kind of take off. The other ones that are kind of obscure is they have those studios where you just go to stretch or recover. They have these recovery lounges.
Yes. Right? The stretch lounge. Well, it's not there anymore, but it was.
But there's still some, mm-hmm. including, or there's all-inclusive recovery lounges that have a stretch service where someone comes and stretches you. Like, they allegedly bend you in ways that you can't bend. I tried
it. Have you done it yet?
Yeah, I tried it. I think it's great if someone is looking to be present in their body and expand their abilities and is either a beginner or recovering from an injury that they don't know how to get
going again. So if you work out often, that is not for me then.
I mean, it's like $35-$45 for a fucking session.
But are they getting in your hammy and your hip opening?
I mean, no more than you could if you are body aware and are capable of stretching on your own.
Because the stretch lounge, I will say, they sat me on a table, my butt, and they had me put one leg to my chest and let the other quad just kind of slowly go down, and it was painful, and it released my lower back, my hip, my quad, my hip flexor. Mm-hmm. That was at the stretch lounge, and when they were there, I paid for that, and I was like $90 for $90 for an hour and 30 though.
I feel like there's YouTube tutorials that could.
But sometimes you just want someone to do it for you.
Things are so expensive these days,
Cassandra. Inflation. Inflation.
I know.
But $90 to get stretched. I mean, look, if you're LeBron James, what's $90, right? Like, I understand I'm not LeBron James. But I was feeling so tight, and I tried to do yoga class, and my hamstrings were on fire. And I was like, you know what? I need to get, and sure enough, I had like knots and all other things going on.
Well, there's also, I remember that there was a climbing studio. You know the machine? I'm not talking about rock climbing. I'm talking about the machine.
There's a studio in Las Vegas. It's the, what's that
is
studio
that still
called?
There?
It's
called like The Climb or something.
No, it was called something else because
There's rowing studios. I mean,
I
think what people did is they saw the success of Soul Cycle and went, we can do that. But for those of you that hate being on a bike, we're going to try it with this machine. And they do the dark lights and the boom, 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 which, trust me, I love upbeat music. I love a boom, boom, boom. But I think that there were a ton of classes and concepts that were really reaching.
Yeah.
I mean, Barry's Boot Camp is one that is now quite popular. But that one, I feel like that one has stuck around and continues to be popular because it's not just one thing. It's not specific to being on it. It's weights and treadmill. And if you don't want to do the treadmill, you can do a double floor.
Yeah.
And I think it is expanded. I feel like Barry's Boot Camp is nationwide. Yeah. But there's been a lot of riffs on Barry's Boot Camp as well.
Well, there's like Orange Theory, which has the row, the water row with the treadmill and the floor.
Yep.
That's a three-parter. I was doing that for a while, and my body was in so much pain after. It's just, I would hurt all over.
So Bunda is one that is the same.
Right.
But it is Stairmaster.
Stairmaster.
Yeah. The problem is I have huge feet. So
are you banging your toe?
Oh my God. And like tripping. So I got there. I had taken one class once years ago. And then post-COVID things are opening up. And I'm wanting to mix things up and get back into an exercise studio. And so I go, oh, Bunda, I remember that place is all butt, right? Yeah. And so it's very female-centric because it has a lot of, like, butt and lower body focus. Mm-hmm. They also do upper body, but, you know. And so I decided to go back, and I go, and I'm, like, checking things out. And I go, oh, yeah, this is great. Why was I not here more often? This I should come more often. And I tripped over myself so many times. I'm banging my feet on this fucking Stairmaster, and I'm like, where's the Stairmaster for the people with clown feet? Because I am a size 10. And this is not working. I know it's unbelievable, but this is what I live with, okay? And so I've been like having such a hard time, and they're saying, let go of the rails. And I'm like, I will not.
Lawsuit.
Because the Stairmasters are also so high off the ground because you have to be able to have the space to climb the stairs.
Yeah, well, for this rotate. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I loved the floor, but I'm like, man, I can't do this class and not be on the Stairmaster because it's kind of the point. And I'm not.
Well, it's the cardio. I think cardio weightlifting element is always good for the heart.
Best and of both worlds.
Best of both worlds. But, you know, I do light weights, heavy reps. Look, I used to do Billy Blanks back in the day. He had a
Tybo.
And it was like Eddie Murphy was in class. This is like when he was at the height. He had that big like spot off of Ventura.
He was
in
like
Sherman
the
Oaks.
Celebrity trainer.
Oh no.
He would have infomercials. Yes. He'd have those tapes that you can get for two low payments of $39.99.
Right. But he also did the spiritual. And I think there's something, the reason why Californians, I believe, gravitate towards that is because I wouldn't call like California like a uber religious state. Like there's no doctrine here.
I think people are spiritually aware though.
Right. There's no, because too many
That's
artists.
That's why we spend hundreds of dollars on crystals and incense.
That's
and
right.
And don't think twice about it with our $17 like, Air Wands.
Right. And Billy would be like, you know, you don't love yourself. I can tell there's 50% of the people in this room don't love yourself. And I'm like, well, I love myself.
Of course you like, do, Cheyenne.
Like, but then people would cry. And I'm like, oh, they're having a breakthrough.
Yeah.
And the abs
But when you pair that with an elevated heart rate and your blood is pumping.
You're getting it out anyways. Yeah. You're doing the work your body needs. That's why I always say you got to move at least 3 to 5 days a week because a stagnant mind is not good. A stagnant body does not serve a stagnant mind. Like a active body will serve an active mind better than an active body serving a, you know what I mean?
I think there's also something about the sense of community because we all have, as we saw through COVID, the ability to get a Peloton or get a yoga app or even, like I said, I do the class and that's on an app on my phone and there's so many different apps out there and we still end up coming back to the classes. Maybe not as much and maybe not every day because I think we have a new concept of time and how we spend our time because it's not just the 50-minute class. It's driving to the class in traffic and then having to shower after. And then all of a sudden this, I wanted to go to a class takes 2.5 hours out of your day.
Yeah.
And listen, nobody has time for that. Right? No. Unless you are a professional athlete and that is your job, well, right? That's what you're getting paid to do is to train your body.
Yeah.
But for the rest of us that are not athletes, like we just don't have time. No. Maybe you could do that once a week. Maybe. But it ends up being a lot. And I think that the reason people are still working in classes is because people want to sweat with someone and want to know that like they're not alone in this feeling of struggle on the mat or struggle lifting a weight.
Yeah.
Right? We're social beings. We're designed to be with other people and whatever that may be, whether that's good times or struggles, and that includes struggle like while you're trying to break a sweat.
Right.
There's a subconscious thing to it.
And I think that's why I couldn't live in a state that we're going back to California as being extra, but I feel like a place where there wasn't where people just don't work out like that. Like, I just couldn't.
Well, they don't in France.
Well, because they have the good bread and the good meat. They don't need, their workout is lifting their wine glass.
I think they walk everywhere. Like this, this is a big thing too, is there's all this emergent science in the best thing that you can do, especially as it pertains to hormones, which we've talked a lot about lately, is to go on walks. I follow this one guy, he's like, if you only have an hour in your day, I would rather you skip the workout and go on a walk for an hour.
I hike. I do a light hike and it takes me an hour and 10 minutes. And I will tell you, not only is there, you shrink your body. If you do that 3 days a week and your body just does a weird thing, it's like it needs nature. Like it needs you to get outside and breathe fresh air. But if you put on like a 5-pound plate, they sell these plates that I just got like a couple months ago. And you just, they're like a vest. Like a plate.
It's like an ankle weight, but for your vest.
It's for your chest, yes, and you clip it. And the science, they did, it's a 20-year study where they did with 40s, 50s, 60s.
20-year study.
40, 50, 60, 70, 80-year-olds. And they started them at the 50-year-olds at 70. And that was kind of the market where how do you get 50-year-olds, you know, who are about to retire active where, you know, some people just don't want to lift a weight. And I get that. You just don't want to be there squatting and lunging and walking on a treadmill. To get them to walk around their neighborhood a mile a day. But you put the weight on and you add the different weight, the posture, the back, the lower back, the hamstrings, the quads, it's kind of like a full body workout. Walking at like a, not even a brisk pace. It's for
just regular walking.
Well, for a mile. like at a mile. The study was a mile, which you can walk a mile. It sounds
like
you
can walk a mile.
You can walk
It's if you walk at an average pace, it's probably like 20 minutes.
Which I remember when we were living in Vancouver and I didn't have a car and it would say like 0.9 miles. I would walk to go to the class. But if I see 0.9 miles in LA, it's like, that's a fuck no. But the blocks are long here. They don't make you feel like you're making leadway.
Oh, that's true.
Look how long Sunset is.
I live in a very steep area and it's not a walking friendly area, but I try anyway. Yeah. Right. I think you do the best you can, which is all we can do. Well, we're going to try to stay warm. We're going to try to go on walks when the weather's nice again.
No one's
in the meantime, we have our classes. We have our meditation dens.
And our $25 smoothies.
I think we should go try a new class. Let's make that our homework.
Okay. Well, we'll report back what new class we're going to take.
I think that should be everybody's homework. I think you should try a new class and then reward yourself with a nice, clean tequila cocktail.
Ooh. Or this hot chocolate. This hot chocolate s'more smoothie. No, this isn't a smoothie.
Not a smoothie.
Hot chocolate s'mores.
Maybe we should crush some pearl in it and see how it goes.
I don't believe that.
Cheers. Cheers. Everybody, thanks for joining us on Team Tequila Talks. Your hosts, Cassandra Jean Amel and Cheyenne Gonzalez. And we will catch you next time.
Adios, casa amigos.
Nope. Say it right.
Casa amigos.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list: teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.